Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, it's John Astronomy. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. Talking Metal number 586. I am here in Jersey City, and on the line is Mark Striegel.
Hey, man. How are you? Skyping it. Yeah, the Skype thing works out well. John's able to do this from his place. I'm able to do it from my place, and it works out well. We definitely will soon do another one where we hang out at the bars and do the in-person thing, which is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, and on the line wasn't really the right way to say that.
Yeah, well,
you were on the video line.
Right. Right on. And listen, there's a couple things to talk about this week, but before we get talking about the Last in Line album that features Jimmy Bain and Vivian Campbell, Vinnie Appice, and a few other things. Let's get into some music. Right now, a song that we once covered with Eddie Ojeda and Corey Clark and I think Richard Christie. This is Paranoid, covered by Megadeth. And then again, we'll come back and talk some metal here on Talking Metal.
Love it!
That was Paranoid, the Black Sabbath cover by Megadeth. Do you remember covering that song, John, many years ago?
That was a great, great day for talking metal because Eddie Ojeda has been one of my favorite musicians since I was in high school. Twisted Sister was one of my absolute favorite bands, still is. And even on my Berkeley application, I listed Twisted Sister as one of my top three bands.
Right on, right on. And what a nice guy Eddie Ojeda is. We've had him back on the on Talking Metal after that jam, which was probably, I guess, like 2007, 2008, I'm not sure. But yeah, we jammed with Richard Christie on drums, Eddie Ojeda on guitar, Corey Clark from Warrior Soul fame on vocals. I was on bass, and you were on guitar too, right?
Yep.
Sound right? Yeah, and that's up on our YouTube page, which is a great place to check out a lot of videos. We're going to hopefully ramp that up again and get you guys some new content. But in the meantime, there's a lot of great old content on YouTube.com/talkingmetal, including our cover of Paranoid. What you just heard here on the podcast was Megadeth's cover of Paranoid. And hey, John, I wanted to talk about a couple of the guys in Def Leppard. First, I wanted to mention Vivian Campbell, whose band, the Last in Line band, just released their album, which is the last record Jimmy Bain will ever be heard on, as far as I know, and it's really, really good. So if you don't mind, I'd just like to share some of my thoughts about the record. It's called Heavy Crown, and again, the band is Last in Line, which is, it's essentially the classic Dio lineup that played on those, you know, first three records as a unit, and Andrew Freeman is the vocalist. Yeah, so it's essentially that classic Dio lineup on this record. And my thoughts when I think back to those first three Dio records are just really strong albums that were enormously important to me as a teenager and as a kid. And I would imagine it's the same with you, John. I know you were a big fan of those, at least the first two records, right? Were you a fan
absolutely.
Of Sacred Heart?
You know what? I have to admit, I don't know as much about that record as I did about the first two, but I was definitely a fan of the first two.
Which, those two records, as far as history goes, are the ones that everyone looks back on so fondly. Of course, that same lineup was still part of the Sacred Heart record, which is a great, great record, just maybe not quite as good as the Last in Line and Holy Diver records. So what you get with this Last in Line band is some really, really great stuff. I mean, in Jimmy Bain, the late Jimmy Bain, the way he works with Vinnie Appice, and John, you're a drummer. I mean, you understand right. this, that the two of those guys together have such a great chemistry and such a distinct sound. And one thing I love about this new record, Last in Line, by Last in Line, again, the actual album is called Heavy Crown, but the one thing I love about it is to just hear those two guys playing together again, and it just brings back memories of that early Dio era sound. And I mean, what makes certain drummers and bassists work so well together, John? Is there something? Is it just,
you know,
a vibe?
What happens is that the way the bass guitar plays is very similar to the way the drummer does the bass drum with his usually right foot if he's right-handed.
Okay.
And then what happens is that they, after time, develop, they basically get in sync with each other. And basically that's something that just happens from experience with playing with each other. So I would think that Jimmy, you know, that's something really cool that I haven't even really given a lot of thought to, but something that I would like to talk about is that Vinny and Jimmy really had a bond that maybe no one else had, and that
right.
was how they thought about playing these songs, and that might be one of the reasons that Vinny was very upset when some other people spoke about Jimmy's passing prematurely, I would
right.
say.
Yeah.
You know, because Vinny, I think, was very upset about that.
Yeah, no, he was, definitely. And, yeah, just what a great rhythm section. And it's so great on this Last in Line record, Heavy Crown, to hear them back together. And so sad to think that this will be probably the last time we ever hear them together, unless there's some tracks in the vault somewhere. And one of my favorite songs on the record is Star Maker. It's a great song. It's to me one of the most that is Dio-esque. The lyrics even kind of have a Ronnie James Dio feel to them. And again, it's just that song has such that great rhythm section sound from Bain and Apice, and it's just such a fun listen. The record in general I really love. The one thing that I think is great is we get hints of Vivian, which I'm a big Def Leppard fan. I like what Vivian's done with Def Leppard. However, you forget what a unique sound and feel and vibe he has on guitar. And I feel like sometimes that didn't shine so much in Def Leppard because they were more of a vocal song-based band. And Vivian will tell you the same thing, and he has said the same thing. But we get flavors of that Vivian Campbell guitar sound that made those first three Dio records so great, and it's so wonderful to hear that again, from the solos to just the crunchy heavy rhythms that he's doing on this record. I Am a Revolution is another great song. Again, the rhythm section just flying on this. There's a good solo break that reminds me again of what an important part of Dio's original sound on those original three records Vivian was with his solos. Curse the Day is that's an okay song, but it's to me one of the songs on the album that sounds nothing like Dio. There's a song called Orange Glow, which has a nice little outro lead from Viv, which is good. Heavy Crown, the title track, is not really very Dio sounding, but a great hard rocking track nonetheless. You know, the three albums again that Vivian did with Dio had nine songs each, and I do feel like the Last in Line record would have maybe even been a little more potent and great if they would have kept it to nine songs. They have a few more than that. You know, it's a little long in my opinion, and my only other complaint is that there just isn't enough of Vivian's leads. You know, again, one of the great things about those early Dio records was Vivian Campbell's solos, and we get a little glimpse of his great solos and stuff on the Last in Line record, but not enough in my opinion. So I'm going with 4 out of 5 stars. Definitely a good record to check out. And if you're, you know, if you're down with the kind of Dio sound, also check out that Resurrection Kings record, which is Craig Goldie's new record, and also features Apice on drums. Do yourself a favor and check that one out too. So
two good records out right now with
elements of the late great Ronnie James Dio's band, which we're losing so many guys nowadays, you know, John?
It's really sad, and unfortunately, people of a certain age are probably going to end up passing away, and I cannot accept that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I can't accept it. And I don't know what's going to happen when we're going to be faced with a lot of other greats, people that we grew up with, eventually passing away, which is going to be terrible. I mean,
it's going to keep going. I do think there's been a flurry of it as of late, but you know, these baby boomers who, you know, a lot of the rock stars that we love are part of that baby boomer generation. A lot of them aren't. A lot of them are younger than that, but a lot of them are. You know, they're hitting that age where the first wave of them are going to start to die off. I mean, when you look at, you know, most people live anywhere from, you know, 69 years old to, you know, 90 years old or even 100 years old. So we're hitting that first wave. And unfortunately, we're going to start to lose more and more people as we get older, the guys who were fans of their stuff back in the day. So yeah, it's kind of depressing.
I know, it totally is depressing. Mark, I want to touch on, like, a tangent of what you were talking about, but why don't we... Do you want to play something from Last in Line?
Yeah, let's play this song, which I just think is great stuff. This is Star Maker, one of my favorite songs off the record. Heavy Crown by Last in Line, featuring Vivian Campbell, Jimmy Bain, Vinny Appice. Claude Schnell was a part of it. At one point, he's no longer a part of the band. And singing, Andrew Freeman. Here it is, Star Maker by Last in Line.
Now that's
That was Star Maker from Last in Line, the great band featuring some of the classic Dio members, including Vivian Campbell and Vinnie Appice and the late, great Jimmy Bain.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to mention real quick that last night, John, I went to Rick Allen's art exhibit in Short Hills, New Jersey, and great to see Rick, and what a talented artist he is. I just want a little complaint here. They put on the Def Leppard Facebook page that any of the fans who came by could probably get to meet him and get a selfie with him and possibly an autograph. But when you got there, the only people that were allowed to really go up and talk to him were people that were spending at minimum $500 on a piece of art, at maximum $5,000. And it's funny because his people actually recognized me, which I was surprised, and came out and I was talking with them. And this was not their doing. It was the gallery's doing. They really, I think, felt bad that Rick was not able to spend much time with fans who couldn't afford a piece of art. But yeah, the gallery basically said, hey, if you're not buying a piece of art, you don't get to talk to him. And it was almost like a meet and greet, you know? Yeah. Like I feel like there were fans that were buying art. Yeah, I'm sure they may have liked the art, but it seemed like there were people that were just buying art so they could sit down and talk with them for a while. But
right. Yeah,
great artist.
Rick Allen's art, but they were saying, hey, look, what's the cheapest piece of art? I'm going to buy that just so I can go up and say hi to Rick Allen.
Yeah, and I just wish the Def Leppard people would have been on the same page as the gallery people, because there was a lot of people who waited around for hours and hours and never got to really meet Rick or say hi to him. So that's that. I just wanted to mention it. Yeah,
I've been to that gallery, and I know that we've been together in that movie.
Yeah, Rick's done an exhibit there before. I know Paul Stanley has done an exhibit there, and so they get celebrities here and there to come in and do exhibits. The Westford Gallery or something?
Wentworth.
Yeah. You got a good memory. Yeah. Cool. Well, before we wrap things up, John, what else is going on with you? I know Ace is starting a tour, right?
Yeah. Ace is starting a tour next Friday night in Houston, Texas at the Scout Bar, which is a place that I've been at once. It's a really great rock and roll vibe, Mark. You would love it because it's the kind of rock, what we would call a rock club.
All right.
A cool bar. Similar to like the Channel or trying to think of the ones in New York, not Manhattan, because it reminds me more of like when we would go to a club outside of Manhattan, but kind of like the Channel, or we've went to a couple places in Philly, me and you, maybe Asbury Park, that kind of a vibe. It's very cool. And so we're starting out Scout Bar next night, San Antonio, Texas. A place called Fitzgerald's. The Sunday after that, which is a week from today, we will be at the Bomb Factory in Dallas, Texas. And it's so funny because I'm doing all these emails and I'm searching all these things and I keep typing Bomb Factory and I'm worried that the government is going to think I'm a terrorist or something.
Right.
Like that.
No, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. Googling Bomb Factory, Dallas, and you know, all that stuff.
So, nice. And big news that Paul's singing a song on the record.
Amazing news. I forgot that we haven't announced that yet.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, guys. Paul Stanley is going to sing the track Fire and Water on the album Origins Volume 1 by Ace Frehley. And
wow.
It's going to be great.
I can't wait to hear that.
It's a huge thing. It's going to be great. The track sounds great. And
you know what? It just as a fan who gets so sick of hearing negative stuff in the press between the Kiss guys, I saw a little clip of Paul like the day after that was announced. He was doing some radio show where he was just like, yeah, Ace called me up and he like spoke fondly about the old times. It's just nice to hear them kind of not go at each other. And I do think that a lot of times the press do egg that on, or at least when something is mentioned, they focus more on that than anything positive that is said.
It's totally true. And you know what, Mark, just the fact that we do what we do, sometimes I see headlines from interviews, podcasts, and it could be like one minor thing somebody says that is slightly negative, and that will become the headline.
Yeah.
And you know, and sometimes that helps you know, something sell, whether it be getting people to listen to the podcast or getting people to buy a magazine. But it's really true. I mean, one of the things I think was cool about Talking Metal and still is cool about Talking Metal is that we're, you know, we want to bring everybody the latest cool news if we have it, but we don't want to completely sensationalize everything that's been told to us. And I think that's one of the reasons that people still like to hang out with us.
Yeah.
Because we don't do that.
I agree, definitely. And the people that hang out to us are so great. And I wanted to just, when I say hang out with us, I'm talking about you guys, the listeners. And that reminds me, I've been meaning to just mention somebody who was very generous and sent us a PayPal donation, John. His name is John, too, John Chandler. And John, just a big thanks for doing that. And he was asking if we could play Death or Glory off of Iron Maiden's The Book of Souls record. And, of course, we're going to do that today, John, as we wrap up the podcast. I wanted to do maybe a twofer to wrap up the podcast. We did that twofer thing. Now, twofer is from Two for Tuesday. They used to abbreviate it on FM radio and say it's a twofer. Did you ever hear that word?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yes. Yeah, so.
John, thank you. John Chandler, thank you again for that donation. Yeah, twofer.
Yeah. John's over in the UK, so his fellow Brits. We're going to hear The Drifter off of Killers from 1981, followed by Death or Glory off the latest Iron Maiden 2015 release, Book of Souls, The Book of Souls. And then we'll come back and wrap things up here on Talking Metal.
Yeah.
What you just heard was a twofer of Iron Maiden. John, thanks so much for joining us here today and talking metal with us.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you to the listeners and you too, Mark. Mark, I want to play one more song. I know that it's going to make it late.
No, that's cool.
A long podcast.
However, no, it's not that bad.
There's something I want to talk about. And a really cool thing, and it ties into what we were talking about earlier, Vivian Campbell.
Right.
I've been thinking and listening to a lot of Whitesnake this week.
That's right. Yeah, I saw Vivian play with Whitesnake. You may have been with me, actually.
Yeah.
Were you?
I think we were in Mass, like Worcester, Mass, I think, right?
No, I saw him in
Providence.
Yeah, were you with me? Rob was with me.
Right. Here's the deal. There was
Great White opened.
There was a week where Kiss and Whitesnake were both on tour at the same time in the Providence, Mass area. And there were, in between me, you, and Rob, we all went to the gigs, but I saw Whitesnake one night and Kiss maybe two nights, and some people saw Whitesnake, I think, two nights. So I may or may not have been at that gig, but I definitely saw Whitesnake at least one of those nights.
Right, okay.
And I think Rob saw them two nights, and it was the opposite. So okay. I think Rob saw Whitesnake two nights and Kiss one night, and I saw Kiss two nights and Whitesnake one night.
All right.
But anyway, so here's the deal. I've been thinking about Whitesnake, and I've been doing all this miscellaneous Whitesnake research for no reason other than that I think Whitesnake, with the various different lineups, were all great. So one of the things I came across, and this is not the song that I want to play, but one of the things I came across was I started to dig even deeper. And so for all the people that are our age, Mark,
right,
they'll know all this stuff. But maybe some of you younger guys might not know this. And I mean, you'll know, of course, if you follow the history of the members, what bands they were in and everything. But there's a very cool video that I want to point people to on YouTube. And if you type in Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, HD 1974, Live in California, you'll find a YouTube clip. There's some other stuff from the California Jam 1974, which is Richie Blackmore, David Coverdale, Glenn Hughes, John Lord, and Ian Paice. And it's killer. It's amazing. And both David Coverdale and Glenn Hughes sing lead vocals in the song. And it's really cool because you're seeing a lead singer sing vocals, and then you're seeing the bassist sing vocals. And as you guys know, I know Glenn a little bit, and he's been super cool to me. And he hits some insane notes, and he's just so cool. But I also think David is just such a great singer. And it brings me to the song that I want to play. In early high school, I would call that middle school to some of you guys, I did a recital, and the song that I played was Love Ain't No Stranger.
Nice. Yeah, great.
Isn't
one.
A great song.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, let's do that.
I think we should play it. And there's some great clips, too. There's a MTV HD clip. I don't know if it's like, you know, US MTV or some other MTV, but there's a really cool clip. It features Doug Aldrich on guitar, which, believe it or not, the first selfie I ever was part of was Doug Aldrich took it with his iPhone. No. That was even the first iPhone I've even ever seen was Doug Aldrich's iPhone. And that was when he was on Talking Metal years ago, and we were hanging at some hotel in Manhattan. And anyway, that's a great video. And then there's just several other ones. And you know what's kind of funny is that David Coverdale would have different guys in Whitesnake, and they would play Les Pauls, and they would have long blonde hair. So there was John Sykes. Then there was I mean, I don't even know. Adrian Vandenberg. I don't know what guitar he played, but I used to play like Strat style bodies, but like maybe like a Jackson or Kramer or one of these other brands, ESP. But then Doug Aldrich, long blonde hair, played a Les Paul and Whitesnake. Joel Hoekstra, great musician, plays a Les Paul. And I'm trying to think if there's any John Sykes. Not sure if I'm missing anybody. But
any long-haired players, blonde.
Always
players,
had blonde, long-haired.
Yeah, it's a good observation. Yeah, good observation.
Cool. And you know who's also in the band? Drea Di Matteo's husband.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I did hear that. Cool.
It's just such a great band. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Always loved them. And, you know, a lot of people always think of, you know, Here I Go Again or something, which is a great song. I like that song, but there's so much more to Whitesnake than just that song, you know, and just a great hard rock and band with big blues riffs, which is just such a awesome thing. And, you know, really an offshoot of Deep Purple, because when you look back at the early days, you know, even John Lord was involved, and, you know, I'm trying to think of Ian Paice, I think, played on some of those early ones. So definitely an offshoot of Deep Purple and a awesome band. And let's end with that song here today.
And I just want to say, the bass player of Whitesnake I was referring to was Michael Devon.
Cool. Well, here we go.
Not just Drea Di Matteo's husband. He's a great guy, and he's a cool bass player, and he's in Whitesnake. And you got to be good. And believe me, I think David Coverdale knows who is good and who is not good. And he just puts a great band together, and he's great. So let's hear Love Ain't No Stranger by Whitesnake.
Cool. Thanks, guys. PayPal donations you can do on talkingmetal.com, and please use those Amazon links. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time.
Who knows where the cold wind blows? I ask my friends, but nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? Oh, love ain't no stranger. I looked around, what did I see? Broken-hearted people staring at me, all searching cause they still believe. Oh, oh, oh. Love ain't no stranger.
I'm a soul in need. I look for mercy when my heart begins. danger.